getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Greetings. My name is Reverend Steve Baber, and I'm pastor of St. Peter's UMC. We're located at 17222 Northeast 8th Street in Bellevue, Washington, where we say that we want to bring people to a personal relationship with God through Christ and to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to minister to the world. Today, I'd like to talk about disagreements, be they on a personal level, a social level, or a professional level, or even with our family members and loved ones. Social pundits and political pundits and historians and even academians tell us that today, as a nation and as a country, we're more divided than ever. People are instituting rules and protocols in an attempt to foster more peaceful and less contemptuous family gatherings because of this divisiveness. Many factors go into that, but we won't deal with that. But there's a text that comes to us out of Matthew where Jesus says, "If another member of your family sins against you," he points out that you are to go with them, or you are to go talk to them and take others with you. So what do we do about that? Since we are going to have disagreements, since we are going to disagree, we are to love your neighbor as we love ourselves, which is a new commandment that Christ gave when he was asked a question about, of all of the commandments, which is the most important. He said to love your neighbor as you love yourself, after he had said, and to love God with everything you have. Paul talks about love does no wrong to a neighbor, doing no wrong. He says something is askew, something is very wrong with us if we cannot get along, and it falls to us to treat each other right. Scripture tells us, do not mistreat or oppress those who are amongst you, for you too were once foreigners or immigrants in foreign lands, and do not take advantage of the widow or the fatherless. This is out of Exodus 22:22. So again, we have to do that which brings us to love each other. We will have disagreements, be they on a personal or professional level. But God intones us, especially as Christians, to seek and to see the humanity of our neighbor, of the stranger, of the alien. And as such, we are to seek to strive to have a reconciliation with them. So here we are. What are you to do? Sometimes I know it is very difficult to talk and approach and be with persons. But our Christian faith tells us that we are to seek shalom. We are to seek the peace and to share that with our neighbor, with our stranger, as well as with family and as well as with friends.
You've been listening to Pastor Steve Baber of St. Peter's United Methodist Church in Bellevue. For more details about the church, visit them online at stpetersumc.net.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.